Bukowski.
Change coming to school around teaching our kids to read. There's $67 million in this month's budget to change the way reading is approached and taught. The Auckland Primary Principals Association President Kyle Brewerton is with us on all of this. Kyle, morning.
Good morning, Mike.
From all I've been able to glean and read and feel, is it seems to be positively received. Is that fair?
Yeah, the vast majority, it'd be fair to say, has been seen it as a welcome change.
And does the money do anything, or do you simply turn up one day instead of looking at a picture and trying to work out what the word is, just go, you know, W goes, wah, 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 and off we go?
The money's pretty much geared toward two aspects. One is the resources. So if you're going to approach reading in a slightly different way, there's aspects of this we do already, but there's a significant part that we don't. So the resources to help teach that, i.e. the readers that have the word in them, are going to be provided. So that obviously comes at a cost. But more importantly, there's money set aside for the training for our teachers.
What?
So there's no point just saying, do this and hope, you know, there's no point just saying, yeah, here's the new way where you go, and sure, here's some resources. There's actually, you need to get alongside the teachers and train them and support them.
How much of this is about, if the kid comes to school from a decent home where mum and dad has had a crack and they're on their way, that, you know, that's just the whole answer to it. So if everyone's involved, the kid will do well.
Yeah, it's a good question, because what we actually see is this particular approach is already, as I said, one of the approaches, and it works particularly well for our underachievers. So anyone who doesn't naturally sort of pick up reading, whether it's because they came from a home that's not particularly literate, or whether they've got additional needs or whatever reason, this type of approach does really work well for the vast majority of them.
Good.
It's when you get those kids who already can read, we don't want them sitting there doing the work thing, because that's not helpful to them. We want to make sure that we also continue to extend and grow them, because even the PISA report we saw, the article this morning talks about that PISA report that actually says, when you look at our top end, we are doing better than many of our peers in the OECD.
Yeah, exactly. So we've obviously got some sort of gap. If this is to work, when do I need to ring you back and you go, this has worked and here are the results that show it? How long does that take?
Honestly, you're probably looking at about a two-year window, because you've got your little people coming in now, like your little five-year-olds arriving. They're the ones that are going to be hit the most. It's going to take through this year and next. By the end of next year, you would have irrefutable evidence whether it's made a difference or not to those young people.
Fantastic, Kyle. You have a good weekend. Appreciate your expertise. Kyle Brewerton, who's the Auckland Primary Principals Association President.
For more from Newstalk ZB, listen live, on air or online, and keep our shows with you wherever you go with our podcasts on iHeartRadio.